Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is November 11th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, I wanted to say thank you to all the veterans out there. Today is Veterans Day and Remembrance Day in the UK. So if you're a veteran and you helped our countries, any one of our countries, a big thanks to you. And what else can I say? There's not much you can say other than thank you for, the lives spent keeping this world pretty safe. On to the news. Many of you have probably heard of Jason Odell's Photographer's Guide to Capture NX. And maybe some of you are a little bit bummed out by the fact that it's a pretty big download. So if you have some bandwidth issues, or you know somebody who has some bandwidth issues, it's now available on CD-ROM. It costs just $29.99 US dollars, so it's not too bad, and you can order it directly from Jason's website, and I'll throw the link in there for you so you can get that shipped out to you as well. Or hey, you know what? Maybe it'll make a good holiday present for somebody. So if you need the CD format, it's available for you and doesn't cost much more than the download itself. And hey, he is my brother. I have to support him in this kind of stuff, but it is a really fantastic book there. It's about 180 some odd pages, and I'll throw up the link that has the press release so you can read a little bit about that as well. Now, as I was going through the news, there's all this stuff about this mysterious Nikon D40, and nobody knows anything. There's apparently pictures released, and that's about it. There's been some websites with information, and the pages have been taken down. Nobody knows. Nikon is saying nothing. So, I'm saying nothing. Nothing's been guaranteed, and we wait to see what happens if something comes around. Hopefully, we'll be some of the first to know. So, if you heard the rumors, that's unfortunately all they are at this moment in time, is just rumors. Something that isn't a rumor, however, is from Trimble. They've rolled out their TrimPix technology, which is a neat little gadget and gizmo that uses Wi-Fi to record GIS data to your pictures. As long as you have a compatible Nikon that has the Wi-Fi capability, even some of the new Coolpixes have this capability. So you can transfer all of the location data directly into the picture file. And sounds pretty neat, especially if you're really nitpicky about your exact location out in the world. Check out the TrimPix technology. And as last week, I was talking a bit about Anpat 7, and I think the image doctors were talking about, well, Anpat 7, I'm getting ahead of myself already. Anpat 6, I was talking about, I'm getting ahead of myself because registration is now open for Anpat number 7. Yep, that's it, the 7th annual Nikonian's photo adventure trip. Will be next year, I think September, October time, in Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons National Parks. So if you're interested, get out there, get online, and reserve your spot today. To reserve your spot, it costs just about 500 US dollars, and they're going to try to keep the total cost of the trip somewhere around 1250 to 1500 US dollars. So, if you can spare the cash, that's definitely something you should look into. And on the same lines of sparing some cash, do you need some relatively inexpensive holiday gift ideas? Are your family bugging ya about what do you want? Do you need something to fill Christmas stockings or whatever holiday you might be celebrating? If so, check out the Image Doctors. They've got all sorts of good stocking stuffers ideas in their latest podcast. So if you've downloaded this podcast at podcast.nikonians.org, you know exactly where to go to find the latest Image Doctors and see what they have to say. And I think Rick also talks about Anpat 6, the most recent one, because he was on that nifty little trip. So check that out as well. Continuing on into the forums along the same vein, yes, I know it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and we're talking about the Christmas holidays, but what can you say? You got to get those ideas in quick so people have time to figure out what to get you. There is a thread that has started in the podcast feedback forum about more Christmas gift ideas. So if you listen to the Image Doctors and you suddenly think, ooh, what about that? And here's something you guys didn't mention. Check out that thread and start posting some ideas. Maybe we can get a really good comprehensive list going. And then if somebody asks you, what do you want? You can just send them the link to the thread and they can read all of the nice suggestions. So, continuing. In the podcast feedback forum, I think is kind of where a bunch of stuff has been happening lately. There's been a few problems with some of the newer iPods and listening to our podcasts. So I think it's been some of the Image Doctors podcasts and the new 30 gig and larger iPods. As far as we can tell, this is a firmware issue. So it's not us. We record these things in plain old boring MP3, so they're pretty much user-friendly for everyone. And as far as we know, it's something with the latest firmware issue on the iPod. So if you've been having a bit of trouble with some of the podcasts, check out that thread. I'll send you to it directly from the blog to see if you can figure out and maybe get some fixes until there's a improvement or we figure out what's really been going on. It's hard to tell. It's a shame, but hopefully we can get that problem fixed soon. Now, I've been hitting around the forums and going in and kind of wondering, what would people be interested in? And every now and again, I stumble upon one that says, hey, look, this is interesting. This has all sorts of good information. What I found was the Nikkor Lenses Forum. I went into that, and the entire page is full of new and recent posts all about Nikkor lenses. Oddly enough, hence the title. So if you're looking for some new glass, or you have questions, or you're not sure what's compatible, or you're not sure if the weight is good enough, or how good does that VR really, really work, jump onto the Lenses Forum and fire off a question, or see if it's been answered before. You can always use our search engine, Nikoscope, if you have a specific question and don't want to maybe appear repetitive in the forums, but most people don't worry about that so much. So check out that forum. As always, I tend to like to leave you guys with a picture that I found interesting or just pretty to look at. And this week it is in the A Picture I Took forum, and it is titled African Lilies. So if you want a bright bit of color, check out that. Actually, I think there's two pictures in that post, and I'll link you to that directly. And I just think it's a really great picture. And before I leave this week, it is once again feedback time. So you guys listen to me every week talk about what I think might be interesting. So what do you think might be interesting? Are there forums out there that I am missing entirely that have some really good information and are really up to date and are very helpful topics that interest you? So if you want to help me broaden my horizons within the Nikonians community and start reporting about some different forums that I might be missing out on, send me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org, or just jump in the podcast feedback forum and drop us a line, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. That's about it for me this week. I will be back next week on the 18th of November with another edition of Nikonians News Flash.